have a question for you. I appreciate that your point for international exhaustion, that a sale outside the U.S. wouldn't in some way implicate the U.S. patent rights since it's outside the United States. But have you given any thought to footnote 6 in Quanta, where it was said that Univis teaches that the exhaustion question is whether the product is capable of use only in practicing the patent, not whether those uses are infringing? And what's your response to that?